From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish leaders reported some success as Iraqi forces launched an offensive to take the city of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook says Iraqi and Kurdish forces are, in his words, ahead of schedule so far.
We are confident, no matter what, however, that the Iraqis have the capabilities to get this job done, and we stand ready to support them along with the rest of the coalition. It is in our interest that they succeed, and we will do what we can to help them.
The operation in the Mosul area involves Kurdish fighters, federal police, Sunni tribal fighters, and Shiite militia forces, as well as airstrikes and other supports from a U.S.-led coalition. U.S. officials have described the mission as a decisive moment in the campaign against the Islamic State group. The United Nations is bracing for a big humanitarian challenge as 1 million civilians could try to flee the fighting in Mosul. UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Iraq, Lisa Grande, spoke to reporters from Baghdad.
Our concern is that civilians are at extreme risk from crossfire, from possible artillery barrage. We understand that ISIL has booby-trapped large parts of the city. We understand that there's extensive contamination by explosive hazards. We're very worried about snipers.
The UN-Iraq humanitarian operation is underfunded. The Russian Defense Ministry says Russian and Syrian forces are preparing for an 8-hour humanitarian pause in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Speaking to reporters Monday in Moscow, Lieutenant General Sergei Rudskoy said that Russian and Syrian forces will halt their fighting in the area of Aleppo on October 20th for the free passage of civilians and the evacuation of the sick. This is VOA News.